Good evening, Rabbi Eitan Tilkayer from Brooklyn, New York. There is a reference to the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, throughout Sefer Dvarim, or multiple places in Sefer Dvarim, and that is Makom Asher Yivcharba, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose. Question is, why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam, or Moshe Rabbeinu, in this case, Sefer Dvarim, refers to Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim as the place that Hashem will choose, Amakom Asher Yivchar, L'shaken Shmo Sham, and a few different variations of that phrase. The Rambam suggests two answers. One is that if the Knaanim, if the Zion Amamim knew how much Yerushalayim meant to Bnei Israel, so they would fight with much more gusto, because they would know that it means something for Klal Yisrael. So it was a very practical thing. By hiding this place, it denies the enemy the knowledge, and thus they won't fight as hard for it. And you don't have to go too far in Jewish history to see this. For at least 1,000 years, nobody really cared about Yerushalayim that much. And certainly in the last few hundred years, nobody really cared about it. It was a sleepy backwater. And all of a sudden, 100+ years ago, Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael and start settling the land. And all of a sudden, everybody's fighting over Eretz Yisrael. Everybody wants Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem doesn't announce in advance. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't announce in advance Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash is because he wants to deny the enemies, the Sonei Yisrael, of the ability to fight more powerfully, to deny us what they know we really want. Another suggestion of the Rambam is along the same lines, that if Klal Yisrael, it would be announced that this was their intentions and this is a special place, then, you know, the enemy is losing. We know the enemy is going to lose, and the enemy ultimately does lose. But on their way out, they would burn the place to the ground to deny Klal Yisrael the ability to have Hana from this place. So again, you don't have to go too far into world history to see this playing out in real time. So for example, you go back 30 years ago, the Gulf War, and Saddam Hussein had invaded Kuwait, and the Americans came and kicked him out of Kuwait. But on his way out, they lit up and burned all the oil fields. It took months and months and months and months in order to cap the wells and stop the fields from burning. So same thing here. The Rambam says that Moshe didn't want to announce the importance and significance of Yerushalayim, lest when the enemy would be fighting, it would be realizing that they're losing and they're running out of town, they shouldn't burn the place down on their way out. However, I would like to suggest another possibility here. And that is, Makom Asher Yivchar, Hashem is saying, this is the place that I will choose. Now, there are plenty of times in Jewish history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have already announced that this is the place. When Hashem tells Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, to go El Eretz HaMoriah, Avram Avinu does the Akedah on Har HaMoriah, which is ultimately, Har HaBayis. Yaakov Avinu, according to Chazal, has his dream with the stones and the Sula Musa Arza, Rosho Magia Shamaima. That was also in the place of Yerushalayim Har HaBayis. So there are times previous in Jewish history that it could have been announced. It could have been announced. But the sacrifice of Avraham, as well as the sacrifice of Yitzchak, or the commitment to that sacrifice, was not what triggered Hashem's ultimately deciding this is the place. And Yaakov Avinu having this grand spiritual experience, that also didn't trigger the final decision. What triggers the final decision? So fast forward to Zerubbabel conquers Yerushalayim, and read the Navi. The Navi tells the story. There was a terrible plague that descended. I'm not going to go into the background of that right now. Terrible plague that descended, a Magefa. And the Navi tells David to go to the field of Aravna, and there, take the field from Aravna, make a carbon in the field of Aravna, and you'll stop the Magefa. David goes to Aravna, and Aravna says, I'll give it to you for free. And David says, no, I will pay for it. And Aravna says, no. And David Melech, insists. And he pays for it, and Aravna gives it to him. And it is this act of Aravna being willing to give over his field to David HaMelech,
for the purposes of saving Klal Yisrael from a terrible magefa, it's this little act by an unknown, anonymous person, by just a guy, even though Mefarshim say he was a tsar, maybe he was even some type of regional warlord, a king maybe, like a little regional warlord. But bottom line is, he's entirely absent to us. And yet, even though he's a nobody and a no-name, essentially speaking, he was extraordinary. And I think that that is when the Ribbono Shel Olam said, this is when he made the final decision that this is going to be the Makom HaMikdash. And this ultimately becomes the Makom HaMikdash, where David HaMelech makes this karban, brings this karban to Hashem in a field that this guy, Aravna, was willing to give to him, even though he didn't take it for free in the end. And I think the point here is that what Yerushalayim celebrates, what Yerushalayim represents, is the power and the importance, the chashivus, of the regular guy, the regular person. You don't have to be the prime minister of Israel. You don't have to be the Gadol Ador. You don't have to be the Kohen Gadol. You don't have to be the biggest Askan. You don't have to be the biggest Baal Tzedakah. You have to be a regular human being doing regular things, doing Bikur Cholim and spending a little time learning and some time davening and raising your children and giving tzedakah and just doing regular things. And it is these regular things by regular people that are not famous and are not well known. This is the essence of Avodas Hashem. And this is what Yerushalayim represents. Yes, Yerushalayim is where the Kohen Gadol walks in once a year on Yom Kippur and to the Kodesh Kadashim. But Yerushalayim is really representing, and Yerushalayim is really celebrating, if you will, is the power and the importance of the unknown, of the unnamed, of the simple Yid, the simple Jew, a rabbi that wasn't even Jewish, the simple person going about their daily lives doing simple things. Because the truth of the matter is that the simple things are, in fact, the extraordinary. Give a little tzedakah, daven with kavana, learn a little bit, help a person, do bikur cholim. These are the extraordinary acts of life. They are simple, yet extraordinary at the same time. And if we commit ourselves to this type of model, this type of Avodas Hashem, and Bezras Hashem, Yerushalayim will be rebuilt to its fullness and its glory speedily in our day.